Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. White reaches second base with a double. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Altman reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. James moves to second. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Burpell reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burpell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. Santo moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Sawatsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatsky hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood scores. Javier moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Whitfield reaches third base with a triple. Javier scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Don Elston now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Bertel to Hubbs and they have Boyer trapped. The throw over to Banks, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a line drive into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzky takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gatte bunts in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Don Elston. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield strikes out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitfield. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Whitfield steals second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Whitfield moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bertel for a passed ball. Whitfield scores. Boyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4. Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill White now playing first base. Bobby Smith now playing left field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer strikes out. One out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kuno Berrigan pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berrigan takes first base on ball four. Don Landrum pinch runs for Kuno Berrigan. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.